Morning, it's a morning digestion. So I have to apologize. I mean, I just realized that even though I did a podcast yesterday, I didn't post it. So I just posted it, but it's, you know, it's old now. But this, I have to remember when I finish it and I write it, then there's this delay while the computer system figures out where it goes, and then I have to come back and write the headline and actually post it, and I forgot. It usually takes about 15 minutes between the time I finish it and then it kind of pops up ready for posting. So if I go off and do something else, there's a great danger I'll get distracted and forget, which is what happened yesterday. So, sorry. Morning digestion. Abortion. Alabama legislature passes bill effectively banning abortion. That's in the New York Times and elsewhere. So, you know, that fight is on. New York Times. Trump ramps up. U.S. versus Iran. Allies are skeptical. Say they've seen nothing in particular that's an Iranian threat. This is said to be John Bolton going wild. New York Times, Trump administration orders partial evacuation of personnel at Iraq embassy. You know, it's still too dangerous to travel to Baghdad. If you wanted to, like, go there as a tourist, you really can't unless you're willing to get kidnapped. New York Times says the global economy is slumping because of Trump's trade war. Also in the New York Times, China propaganda portrays itself as a victim of Trump bullying. Washington Post, Republican senators getting antsy over Trump's trade wars. These are principally the senators from farm states because the farmers are getting hurt, no question. Washington Post, Trump name hurting one of his golf courses in Florida. The Doral Country Club golf course, apparently his business is just plummeting. Wall Street Journal, Craftsman tools coming back to the U.S. They'll be made here now because of China tariffs. That's, I would think, good news. Fox News, a war has broke out. Who insisted the Steele dossier was legit and should be included in any justification for spying on Trump? Was it Brennan or was it Comey? Media. I think this might be the best piece of the day. You should read it. It's in the Washington Post. It's a columnist whose name I forget. But he says, do we owe it to society and ourselves to tune out the news? I have, you know, come around to this position of late pretty, as Trump would say, pretty strongly. It's because there's just so much garbage in the news. You know, when, because I was around for the start of Fox and MSNBC, and at the time, you know, CNN was kind of a failing operation. It was sort of the water company. The faucet was not always running. You went over and turned it on because you needed a glass of water. You wanted to see what the news was, like some breaking situation, a war or whatever. But in between, nobody was watching. Fox, in particular, but MSNBC to some degree, figured out that from the OJ trial that you could just talk about the news endlessly and argue about it and put opinion people on. And so, you know, this whole question, is there enough news to fill 24 hours a day? The answer is no, unless you take into account all of the talking about the news and arguing about the news and opinionating about the news and bloviating about the news. And yeah, there's plenty for 24 hours. having been a practitioner of this for a long time, I have come to the conclusion this is not good. And people should just stop watching. I don't watch Fox, you know, I don't watch CNN and MSNBC for reasons that I don't think I should have to explain, but I will, that they're just, you know, hate machines. Now, Fox is accused of just that by Lizzie Warren, being a hate-for-profit racket. Well, I mean, if it is, it's only the most successful, because CNN and MSNBC are, you know, hate Trump, hate Republicans all the time. And the fact that they're failing doesn't mean that they hate any less. And, you know, so this columnist saying, you know, tune out the news. See what happens. Well, you know what? I watch Bret Baier. It's the only thing I actually watch on Fox. And sometimes, you know, I leave Martha on, and sometimes I see a bit of Tucker. But the rest of it, forget it. And it's the same as MSNBC and CNN. They're doing the same thing. They're just doing it from a different point of view. But I watch local news here in Texas, you know, just kind of see what the car wrecks were and the fires and the weather. That's really what I'm most interested in. And when I tune in the news on the car, it's just to get traffic reports. And guess what? The actual real news leaks through to me somehow, and I don't need to be watching all the time, and I think it's helped my mental state. So, you know, I recommend reading this column and also, you know, following the advice. Politics. Democratic field swells to almost 24. Nobody can stand out. That's in the Washington Post. In Politico, Mayor Pete striking out with black voters. He, quote, he's white, male, and gay. This is no sale. One of the black ministers and sort of political figures, I think in South Carolina, quoted in this, said, is he the guy who kissed his husband on TV? Yeah, this is, you know, the LGBTQs are going to have to deal with the fact that not everybody in the country is signing up with the, yeah, this is great. And particularly black voters. That's just reality. Don't blame me. Politico, Biden's Iraq war vote haunts him. Next story down, right under it. Politico, Biden's slow and steady strategy working for him. Wait, which is it? CNBC, Mark Cuban says he might run as an independent, says Democrat proposals are just headline porn. It's pretty good phrasing. And asked who can beat Trump among the Democrats, and he said nobody among the Democrats. Tech. New York Times, San Francisco bans facial recognition hardware, software, the whole works. You can't use it. They're afraid the cops will go wild with it. I'm not sure whether to believe it or not. But anyway, New York Times, Facebook restricts live streaming after the New Zealand shooting. Now, there were people who called for them to shut it down entirely, and Facebook didn't do that, but they're doing restricting it some kind of thing. Oh, by the way, New York Post, I believe Facebook owns WhatsApp, and WhatsApp has discovered that hackers can infect your phone with malware by calling you. I mean, guys... Washington Post, RoboCop has arrived. This is a robot that the cop sits in it. When is he pulled you over? He sits in his car and sends a robot up to talk to you. This is an idea that is supposedly supposed to keep those hostile interactions from blowing up into violence. That's what I find in the news this morning. Obviously, there's a lot more. I just passed over a lot of it because I think it's junk. And I don't care. And even if, you know, you might think it's interesting and you should read these papers and, you know, write me at host@johngibson.com and tell me what I've forgotten or what I overlooked or why I shouldn't have overlooked such and so. But this is my take as of today. I'll try to get the podcast posted today as it's supposed to be instead of waiting, you know, inadvertently a day later. Adios.